They join me in the studio now. Welcome, Jenna and Zana.
Hi. Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on. I wish you guys could have seen me when they came in. I almost had a heart attack.
It was very good for our ego. It made us feel nice inside.
Excellent. It's actually E for ego, not E for echo. No, I'm just kidding. It's my
like
ego,
that. We
really.
Might change that.
So your recordings are really like lush and deep. And can you tell us a bit about like the experience of going to an E for Echo gig?
Oh my god.
Good question, right?
It's sort of been evolving a lot over the past little while. So I guess the last year it's sort of changed its format a bit. So we've moved from a 5-piece down to a 4-piece. We're very kind of, I mean, I play a synth and also electric keys, so we have lots of kind of textural layers. Jenna's guitar is really
very verby. Yeah. Perhaps too much.
No.
Of the verb pedals. It's quite a few.
Can there ever be too many, though?
I don't think so.
Definitely not. So you have a new single in the works.
Yes.
What are the plans for that? And could we maybe expect another EP or an album?
Oh, yes. So we have... So on the 5th of April, this is the official announcement.
Guys, I'm stressing out. Tell me.
Hold on to your seats.
We have a new single coming out called Oh Boy. Which is all, we just kind of realized it's coming out at such a nice time in conjunction with International Women's Day, and a lot of things have been happening sort of serendipitously lately.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's coming out 5th of April. We have a new EP called How to Win coming out later this year, but we've got a couple of singles we're going to release before that happens over the year.
Staggered.
Yeah.
Love it.
We're going to be staggering them. But yeah, so Oh Boy is the first one in 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about it? Like, what makes these new tracks different to the ones you've already released?
The themes are quite different.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think they sort of have... they're still very lush and still have a lot of the ambience that we've still had before, and I think they have a lot more space in them as well. But, yeah, I think they kind of represent what's going on culturally for women in music, in the arts...
Yeah.
They have a bit of a political undercurrent as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, yeah, it is kind of about... The first single is kind of relative to women. It's actually, we wrote it after about Hannah Gadsby's Nanette special. Oh, Alex, you just looked so moved.
I did. I know. I was moved. The five times I watched it in the space of 3 days.
Yeah. Amazing.
So we ended up, we wrote that... after a person in the music community kind of publicly shamed it in a way. And it was really, we found it really disturbing and ended up having a social media.
I had a social media argument.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never do that.
Yeah, she doesn't actually.
It's quite traumatic.
Yeah, it was awful.
I was so angry about it though. I was like, how can anybody waste their time even writing that?
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
And when you're so angry, you like type so quickly and you're like, I really hope I don't make a spelling mistake because I have to look smart when I'm doing this.
I didn't look that smart, to be honest. This person is really good with words, you know, so they kind of manipulated it. But anyway, we wrote a song about it, so that looks smart.
Excellent. Yeah. That's way cooler. That's way cooler than the internet.
We're better at songs.
And then the other singles are not, they're not exactly feminist songs, but it's just about life in general, kind of reflecting our situation, trying to be creative people in the world and in Sydney. Like, it's all quite localized, but has a broader meaning, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm. Well, I personally can't wait. I'm so excited. So today is the 1-year anniversary of the Women Who Rock podcast, and you've been guests on there. We were chatting a little bit just before we went on about how many times you come and how much you love to us. For people who haven't listened to the Women Who Rock podcast before, how would you kind of describe it?
I love it. I think I've listened to every episode.
She's obsessed.
Oh, so everyone else should be obsessed too.
It's amazing. It's like all these artists I didn't know that live in Sydney, you know. It's really, really fascinating. There's even an Irish girl. I didn't even know there was another Irish girl in Sydney making music. I was like, oh, cool.
Grab her Twitter handle. Connect. Yeah. Hey, I'm also Irish.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Experimental folk music. I was like, that's cool. But yeah, it's amazing. And Matthew's such a great interviewer. He asks the best questions. Yeah.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matthew. I know you're definitely listening, making sure that I say your questions right. So you're playing at the Botany View Hotel tonight. Who else will be joining you?
Lisa Caruso and Lady King.
Yeah. What time are you guys on?
9:30.
Oh, so got to get there for 9:30.
Yeah, get there at 9.
Yeah. And to get us in the mood for tonight, I'm going to take one from last year's EP called Stay. What can you tell us about this one that you wrote?
Oh, Stay.
Flashback.
Stay.
Oh, it was the last single off our first EP that we put out. It was kind of about, it was about the music industry and feeling stuck, actually. So yeah. it was sort of about feeling like you're never going to kind of get into the next phase that you're trying to get into. Feeling kind of
high in there.
Washed out.
Mm. That's a good message for anyone who's in the music industry at the moment. Yeah. And very relevant for International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been joined by Jenna and Zana from E for Echo. Thanks so much for coming on, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.